Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
John, it's just too easy. I remember I had a drill sergeant, too easy, privates, too easy. You know, it's just too easy sometimes doing a job. I mean, it's not doing a job like this, but coming up with content can just be too easy on days like this. Anyway, John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, great to see you every Tuesday, 8 o'clock. How you been?
Dude, that's so funny you say that. That's the exact thing I was shouting at my cross-country team yesterday for their first run of the season. This is too easy, people. This is too easy.
Yeah, easy for you to say when you're standing on the sidelines and they're out there.
Dude, I can't tell you how much fun it is to now be on the other side of the clipboard, right? Because for my whole life, I was on their side of the clipboard.
We need to get the baseball coach pants, the stretchy pants, you know, where you pull them up right over that little inner tube there on the low belly.
The guys wearing shorts like that, my whole life told me that I ran like old people.
We're getting you some of those shorts. We're going to get you a sponsor deal here, like Universal Athletics or somebody, you know, put you in the old coach baseball shorts there, you know, but you got to put them over your belly though if you're going to wear them right. Okay, Whoopi Goldberg, this is why I say some days it's just too easy. Whoopi Goldberg was on the View. Do we call her Poopy Goldberg? It is the most unwoke.
Poopy.
It's the most unwoke hour of the week. Quick warning for those of you just tuning in. Whenever John's with us, it's the most unwoke hour of the week. So prepare to be offended. Prepare to clutch your pearls. But listen to what Whoopi Goldberg had to say about Joe Biden. She doesn't care how much his policies have crapped the bed over the last 3 years. She is going to vote for the guy, and she doesn't care.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants. I don't care if he can't put a sentence together. Show me he can't do the job, and then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time like this. You're doing this wrong. You're doing that wrong. He came back, said, you know what? I got it, and gave 4 years. So, yeah, I have poopy days all the time.
There you go, John. Any surprises there? First, she doesn't care if he poops his pants. Long pause. She has poopy days all the time.
But seriously, just listening to Whoopi or Maude Behar, any of these nags on The View, just I can feel my IQ points dropping and my manhood shrinking at the same time.
They can smell it. We all can smell it. And yet here they are every day telling us it smells like flowers.
Gary Lloyd Austin.
The summit will deepen our extraordinary transatlantic bond and strengthen our shared security.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg admits the war in Ukraine and its impact on world security will be a major topic.
Russia must understand that they're not able to wait those out.
But the controversy over President Biden's cognitive abilities and ability to lead militarily threatened to loom over the summit. California Republican Congressman Darrell Issa on Fox Business.
The president, as he has not been for most of the 3.5 years, isn't capable of being the commander in chief.
But White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says that viewpoint is mistaken.
We're not picking up any signs of that from our allies at all. Quite the contrary.
The summit runs through Thursday. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, great to have Dan Bongino not only on the radio airwaves here in Montana, but Dan Bongino was in Montana for the 4th of July holiday week. We've got photographs and much more. You can check out that full story at MontanaTalks.com. But then again, you probably knew he was going to be in Montana because the week before, he had a live interview with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy talking about the Senate race. We've got the photos of Dan's trip to Montana plus the full interview with Tim Sheehy. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, this is I wanted to move on from whoopity-doo Whoopi Goldberg there. But, you know, this is an important point that needs to be made. Because, John, you and I have been talking about this for the last, you know, 3-4 years now, that it does not matter. We've asked the question, who are these 30% of the American people that actually support these Biden tester policies, that supports these policies that Joe Biden and John Tester have been pushing our southern border? They don't care that the Mexican drug cartels are targeting Native American women on our reservations. They don't care how high energy prices get. They don't care how high grocery prices get. They are going to vote for him, like Whoopi Goldberg said, whether he poops his pants on live TV or not. His policies have been literally crapping the bed for the last 3 to 4 years. Pardon my language here, but it's, you know, it's
alone. Mm-hmm. And then as they go down to the clinic to get their seventh booster. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's who they are.
I'm gonna be like the backup guy in the rap song. I'll just repeat every seventh word you say, you know.
Booster. You guys say, preach on, brother.
Back in this story, I think you sent out a tweet about this one as well. So Joe Biden, the Joe Biden White House lines up this interview with a black woman radio host in Philadelphia, and they say, well, these are the questions that you must ask. And she actually did it. She actually only used the questions that were fed to her by the Biden White House. Nobody who's doing their job the right way does that in this business. Even when I have my friends on the radio, I never just give them a list of the questions we're going to talk about. I might say, hey, well, what about these topics? But never your specific questions, right? And she actually did it. And we know it happens all the time with the fake news media. But she ends up getting fired. She loses her job. How crazy is that? That a black woman loses her job because of something that an angry old white guy in the White House did and forced upon. But this is kind of the pattern with Joe Biden, right?
Well, there was two radio hosts that outed it, and this one black female is the one that got fired.
Ah.
And like you and I were talking at the break, you know, that's the boss of her boss got that phone call, and she got the boot. But here's the thing that you don't hear out here. All of these people, did you see them jump all over KJP in the White House press briefing yesterday?
Yeah.
They are all acting so offended and so surprised when they are the co-conspirators in this criminal conspiracy to prop that man up and cover for him for 4 years. You watch every single press conference Biden's given his whole time. He's got already in front of him the note cards with the questions and the people to call on to get that question that they've already fed him. All right, this has been going on for 4 years. These guys are all of them just a bunch of liars and frauds.
Oh, yeah. Two things are happening with the White House press corps in particular and the media in general. One, they're acting shocked and outraged that Joe Biden's cognitive state was kept quiet, was kept hidden from them. No, it was on full display, but you guys lied about it.
Yep.
And now that the American people saw it with their own eyes in a raw, live debate, you can't hide it anymore. You can't lie about it anymore. That's one thing. The other thing that's happening here is the media, the only time they question Democrats is if they are trying to save the Democrats from themselves, if they are trying to save the Democrat Party from themselves and save the left and save liberalism. So the media is desperately trying to save the Democrat Party. So some of them think that getting Biden pushed aside.
Set up. That debate was a set up. That's why they sat back. Dana and Jake sat back, did not interfere, did not go after. See here, they would have done their regular thing like they always do.
That's exactly right. Sorry, I was looking down at my phone while you were talking. I was listening, but then also I wanted to find the name because this ties in with this conversation as well here. Jeremy Hunt. Jeremy Hunt is a black American veteran. I say that because he's talking about, you know, issues of race and Joe Biden. He is the head of a veterans organization. He is blasting Joe Biden for having this radio host, this black woman who got fired. He's blasting Biden for making her do his bidding. Listen to what he said on Outnumbered on Fox.
I'm just going to go on this black radio show. We'll give them the questions. They'll do what they're told. They will ask the questions I tell them to ask. And this will help me kind of help with all this debate fallout. And I think he just came up with so much hubris to just assume that you're going to ask the questions that I tell you to ask.
And that she's going to just roll over and do his bidding for him. Wow. The pattern from Joe Biden. The deep state just suffered a massive blow from the U.S. Supreme Court. My chat with Perry Pendley, former Reagan and Trump administration official, MontanaTalks.com.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you if you want to jump in on the conversation here. John Jackson in the house with us on Montana Talks every Tuesday, 406-294-0970. So this is the chairman of a veterans organization. Jeremy Hunt is his name. Oh, where did that story go? Anyway, he's the chairman of a veterans organization. He was on Outnumbered on Fox News yesterday, making a great point. He said, you know, here's the deal. This woman who got fired from her radio show in Philadelphia, and for a little background, for those of you who missed the phone call from Tim in Billings yesterday, the phone call from Tim in Billings prompted me to send out this tweet. You can't make this stuff up. A black woman lost her job in Philly because she told the truth about an angry old white guy who claimed to be a black woman during the scripted interview. Did you see that part too, John? This was the interview. Scripted questions, and yet Joe Biden claimed to be a black woman. But you can do that sort of thing these days, I guess. So
You just never know what's going to come out of his mouth. And now it's all coming out in one giant avalanche that I'm admitting to and exposing all of this in the last week. But don't you worry, Aaron. He is going to totally rehab himself at this NATO summit coming up. Don't you worry about that at all. He's just like he was trying to show you with George Snuffleupagus the other night. Now he's going to show you at this NATO summit. He's all there. He's with it. He's good to go.
Yep. Meanwhile, telling us about all of the potential wars that are breaking out all over the world under his watch. But nope, everything's fine. Nothing to see here. All right, back. So. This Jeremy Hunt was making a great point about how, you know, Joe Biden felt that he could just tell this black woman, here's what you're going to do for me. Remember, this is the same Joe Biden who said, if you don't vote for me, then you ain't black. He just thinks he can lecture black people on what to do, that he can just tell them what to do. By the way, he and John Tester also think the same way about Native Americans. They think they can go back there, do whatever they want, flood your reservations with drug cartel operatives, fentanyl and meth, attack your people, target your women, and he just thinks you're still going to vote for him. So it doesn't matter how bad things get, that there's just a certain percentage of people out there that will still vote for these guys, no matter how bad they make things for you.
See, this throughout his whole career. I mean, he's the same man who said, I'm going to put y'all all back in chains. He's the same man that said, you ain't black if you don't vote for me. It's the same person. Even if you go back to the 90s, Justice Thomas, Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court during his confirmation hearings said this is a high-tech lynching. And who are you referring to? Joe Biden. This is his character, who he is. And so this is par for the course for him to come into a black radio show, disrespect the host, get her fired for sending questions ahead of time and saying, I'm going to tell you what to do.
John Jackson, your thoughts.
It's very telling, too. Since this is a black female with a radio show in Philadelphia, right, which is huge, huge battleground state, battleground city area. See, they can't have a black female going against the grain out there right in the middle. They can't have it. That's why she's the one that got fired and not this other guy.
Let's see. We had a listener in Billings ask me a good question. And John, I want to get your take on that one. Plus, right on, John makes a good point in Bozeman as well. First, though, let's get to some callers. We've got the mighty Human Z, the podcast sidekick with John Jackson on the phone lines with us now. Z, what's going on?
Gentlemen, good morning. Great Lakes greetings. You know, I had the privilege to attend the White House press conference yesterday with Sideshow Bob's sister, Karine Jean-Pierre. And, you know, I asked the question, what are all these delivery vans? Is that a linen service that show up? And she says, you know what? We will not divulge the identity of diaper specialists. Okay? She did a good job. She's not fake. She's not fake news, and she's not cheap. Okay? So, hey, come on. You guys got to stop it.
Why do all these diaper delivery services keep showing up at the White House? Obviously, that's a satire. Although, is it, or was there an actual news story about diaper delivery service? I'm pretty sure that's satire, right?
What he's talking about is yesterday, the White House press corps just
the neurologist
KJP, yeah. And it's over those doctors, because they won't even release the names of the doctors that were in the White House seeing Biden, because they know once you release that, you're going to know what their specialties are. Then you're going to know, okay, he was being seen for dementia and Parkinson's and whatever else.
Yeah, so now apparently last night they released a letter with more information, but yeah, the White House press corps tore into Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday, because they're like, why did a doctor who is a specialist in Parkinson's come to the White House 10 times, I think, in the last year, right? And she's like, oh, come on. And she just started fighting with these guys. And then she's like, well, that was just a doctor who was here for the routine physicals. Yeah, but he did 3 physicals. Like, why did he come all of these other times here, right? And so, it's just – but John, I think you and I were talking during the break. Nonetheless, you are seeing the Democrat Party apparatus start to try to consolidate around Joe Biden. The line that I thought of earlier this morning was I think there's key leaders in the Democrat Party. They know Joe Biden is – you know, facing a significant challenge against Donald J. Trump this November, but they'd rather drive across the finish line with a flat tire than let the wheels go completely off.
Well, what's happened in the last couple of days over the weekend is the calls started going out. You know, the radio host got fired, and these Democrats have been getting calls, hey, get back in line. Shut up. And you're seeing it today. Now, Nadler up there in New York is doing the about face. You've got Schumer out there saying he's behind Biden. You got Jeffries out there saying he's behind Biden. Now, the media out there, they're still on the warpath with this. But you watch, you know, a week or two from now, they'll come back in the fold as well. And they will turn right around back on a dime as soon as Biden is actually nominated at the convention. Then here in August, they will be telling you he is the sharp, but he's as sharp as a tack. Best thing since sliced bread. He is a G.D. Einstein.
What a recovery.
Yeah.
Look at the, yeah. No matter what happens, whether they replace him with somebody else or whether they decide, well, this is who we're stuck with, they're going to come up with a fake narrative. They're going to try to glorify whoever their nominee ends up being. And hopefully the American people just see right through it. So right on, John in Bozeman says this. I don't know why the mainstream media keeps saying that the reason why Biden is really losing it is Parkinson's. He says, I don't believe this. Michael J. Fox has it, and he's sharp as a tack. Biden must have some other neurology issue. With old timers, losses in memory control and angry outbreaks are common, which we have seen in Biden. Yeah, I know Dr. Mark Siegel has talked a little bit about what he kind of sees going on, but Mark Siegel called this in 2020 that Joe Biden was clearly having problems.
You remember during the Trump administration, they demanded that he take a cognitive test. When he had COVID, they wanted to know hour by hour what kind of medication he was receiving and who his medical team was and everything. And the White House up there just gets to, you know, black out all of this. And now they're pretending that they're so offended. These press people, God, it's just nauseating.
Yeah. So here you have the Joe Biden White House refusing to disclose the identities of doctors. Meanwhile, like Donald Trump's doctors would literally do press conferences, yeah, taking questions, yeah, from the White House press corps. I mean, unbelievable. So this was a listener in Billings sent a message on the Montana Talks app earlier this morning. And so here's the first part of the message. It's kind of a long message, but I'll get to the real important part here. It's a good question. Two questions. First off, I am a conservative. However, why is it that you are always adding John Tester as part of anything that the Democrats do. You'll hear me, John. I'm not just going to sit here and talk about Joe Biden. These are Joe Biden and John Tester's policies. First off, it's true. Second off, that's the Montana connection. That's why it matters to Montana even more. Not just as important to our country, but Montana can save our country because John Tester has been with Joe Biden 95% of the time. But anyway, the listener says this. I agree Tester needs to go. However, he is one, a Democrat, so he is going to do Democrat things as we all would expect, and two, only has limited power as a senator. Sure, he sides for the Democrat Party, but he is not the main component behind the Democrat Party. That's where I would disagree with this listener. No, John Tester is, he is not just Chuck Schumer's lapdog. He is ideologically aligned. These two are right alongside each other. Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, and John Tester. No, John Tester is a key figure, a central figure in the Democrat Party. And he's with Joe Biden 95% of the time. So he needs to be called out every single – we can sit here and talk about Joe Biden all we want. Donald Trump is going to win Montana by 15-plus percentage points. We need to get Tim Sheehy across the finish line if we want to save this country. That's what Montana can do. So we can talk about Joe Biden all we want. Big deal, right?
Seminar caller right there. Maybe. Because every time you get the I'm a conservative, but you know, I'm a conservative, however. I mean, every single time you get that, that's where you okay, well, wind up, here it comes. You know, but yeah, in case people are not, you know, realizing this, the Senate has 51 votes for the Democrats. They hold that majority by one vote. That one vote is John Tester. That's why this is so important.
And that one vote has had more power than you can possibly imagine in the last 3 years. That one vote. By the way, don't just take it from us. Take it from Democrat State Senator Jimmy Keene out of Butte, Montana. He co-authored a letter with former Republican State Senator John Brennan out of Scobie. And they both told him, John, like just what John Jackson just said there, John, with a one-vote majority in the Senate, you have the power to get the Keystone XL pipeline across the finish line. And you could apply that to everything. John, you have had the power to shut down our border. John, you have had the power to shut down this nonsense attacking Colston. And he has never used that power to do what is right because he doesn't care. He is in bed with their radical agenda, and he's the one vote ensuring that their radical agenda. Hey, we're back in studio taking your phone calls and more. I hope everybody had an incredible 4th of July holiday week/weekend. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Want to give a big thank you out there to David Noble and George Blackard for covering down on the show. But yeah, great to be back in studio with you. I know you got a lot to talk about. I know you want to be heard across Montana. And more importantly, you want to hear what other folks across Montana have to say and what they want to talk about. That's what Montana Talks is all about. We take you statewide 9 to 10 right here.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into the phone lines here. We've got a few callers on the line, and I think Frank in Evergreen has been patiently waiting. Sorry for the wait, Frank. We got on a little bit of a roll there. But, Frank, what's on your mind this morning?
Hi. Yeah, I'm just wanting to talk about this author of the CI 126, Frank Garner. And he's, I heard him on a radio station, another radio station, KGEZ here, Kalispell, a Saturday morning, and talking about his housing project, his Rhino project, where it's designed for low and middle class, working class people, and to have affordable homes. However, you don't own the land. It's just like right out of Karl Marx. You know, it's just the way it is in China or Russia. You don't own that land. The only people that own land are the Communist Party members. And, of course, he wants to change the Constitution because he wants Tester to stay in. He claims to be Republican, but no, he's everything but. But just beware how they work. They like to divide and conquer communities, surround cities, buy up local expand and then extend the municipal boundaries and change the rules and take over farms, etc. And it's just it's a failure. It's the failure of our nation to allow this to have to continue.
All right. Well, Frank, thanks for the call. I'm assuming it must be a rental property then. Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of people, hey, with the Joe Biden, John Tester interest rates today and other inflationary measures, yeah, for a lot of people, it's just too hard to afford a home to buy. So, yeah, rental properties, I'd imagine, are becoming in more demand. But, you know, I think the bigger question is do any of us truly own our land? I mean, with the current property tax system that we have in the state of Montana for decades now that I think needs to be scrapped, frankly, when it's based off of property value instead of what you purchased the property price at, you're taxing people out of their homes. So do any of us really own our land when you can be so easily taxed off of it? That would be kind of my, you know, follow-up to that conversation. John Jackson, your thoughts?
Just remember one thing. When you see this little phrase out here that they've been using for a couple of years now called affordable housing, okay? When you hear that, think slum, okay? Think projects, all right? That's what that is. And I tell you, unfortunately, Aaron, you've got a lot of Republicans out there parroting this same line about how we need affordable housing. No, we don't. No, we don't need more projects and more government-subsidized slums, okay? No, we do not.
Well, I think the Republicans that are talking affordable housing are not. They don't want to see more government housing either. But you're right. Sometimes that buzzword is used to push that narrative that somehow affordable housing means government housing. No, all that does is drive up property taxes for the rest of us and makes more housing more unaffordable for everybody else. And but you know, some of the housing reforms that the state legislature actually advanced, the cities are the problem. Frankly, I mean, the city of Billings, for example, I know so many builders, they will not build inside the city limits. It's too much red tape, too many regulations. That's why Yellowstone County is growing like crazy, but Billings isn't growing in population that much, really. It's like way, way down in the like low, maybe like 1 point something, the last I heard. It's because the city government makes it so hard. They discourage people from building in the city limits. And then they wonder why all this farmland out west gets taken up to build more housing. And then they wonder why, oh, they keep wanting to raise more taxes. Well, maybe if you reduced your regulations, you would actually have more revenue coming in. It's just common sense stuff that most of us get. Next up on the phone lines, let's go to Jim in Roberts. Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, just a quick comment about continuing there along with Tester. Is that he is supposed to be working for the people of the state of Montana. And if he aligns himself in with Schumer, I would have a tough time seeing how that can possibly be the case. In fact, he proved it. He's proven it time and time again by not doing what's best for the people of the state of Montana. And the one thing that comes to mind, of course, is the Keystone XL pipeline. He could have put his effort forward, and we would have had that. But
yeah.
He didn't.
Exactly. Yeah, he could have used that power, and he didn't. He failed to use his power to get things done for Montana. But, boy, he sure has helped Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer get their agenda accomplished. Yeah.
More thing, too.
Yeah, go for it.
This is back Tester's first term. Something that he would do is that he would stand back kind of in the background and wait until a bill would come through that looked like was really, really popular on both sides of the aisle. And absolutely was going to get signed and put into law. And then right at the last second, he would jump in as a co-sponsor. He was accused of doing that a lot during his first term.
Oh, yeah. Johnny come lately. It was like the Mission Act for the VA. Trump had to force John Tester to support that. Thankfully, it was an election year. That's how that got across the finish line. But then, of course, Joe Biden and John Tester have been undermining the Mission Act for the last 3 years and veterans care. Rob in Bozeman sent me a message via X. Amen, Joker and Aaron. Tester was the single vote that advanced the Democrat agenda. All right, let's sneak in another quick call here, and then we'll get John Jackson's take on that and more. Next up, let's see. We got Kevin in Bozeman. Kevin, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, guys. Hey, just quickly on that John Tester thing, you know, the 5%, you said that he didn't vote with Biden. That's because they didn't need his vote. If you look at all those votes, they already could pass it without his vote. So it was just a freebie for him to you know, like kiss butt to the Montanans. But he didn't really, what the president wanted still passed. But what I called about is, I don't know if you ever listened to Megyn Kelly's podcast. She has her producer on who does his own kind of journalism on his own, too. And he was speaking that the DNC has a policy in their, within their charter or whatever, that they, within 3 weeks after the convention, they can pick any candidate that they want. They have a three-week window after the convention, no matter who's nominated, and they don't need delegates. So everyone, you know, national guys are talking about, oh, well, the delegates are already pledged to Biden. It doesn't matter. They can. They have a three-week opportunity, you said, that they can pick anybody, whether it's Gavin Newsom. I believe it's going to be Michelle Obama. Not that she wants it, but because, she, you know, we've seen with Biden, he's not really running the country, so the president doesn't really have to run the country. All the people behind the scenes are running it, and you know, Obama wants to make sure his legacy carries on and he can, you know, go after all the stuff Trump did and continue on with the stuff that he's been doing with Biden. So just something to look for. You know, I don't know if that's the way it's going to play, but that's what this person was speaking about.
Yeah, no, great points all around. Kevin, thanks for the call. John, this to me is one of the most important points that conservatives need to hammer away at, is it doesn't matter who they pick. They are the ones that have been running the Biden White House. They're the ones that have been, you know, pulling the strings for Joe Biden. They are the ones that are calling the shots. So whoever they put in there is going to be just as much of a disaster as Joe Biden from a policy standpoint.
Oh, 100%. And today's, we make that point a lot of time. Everybody says, like, social media is not real. Twitter's not real. People, the Democrats out there aren't really like these meanies on Twitter. And maybe that's true, but here's the little caveat to that. Those people, those far left wing lunatic nutbags, they run the place. They are running the Democrat Party right now. Like, you just make the point, it doesn't matter who's sitting in the big chair. Okay, they're running it.
Yeah, I think you missed my oh for Pete's sake moment yesterday on the show. So I was making a similar point. I said, look, there's good Democrats out there. Plentywood, Scobie, there's still a handful of folks that still vote for Biden and the Democrats and even Tester. And it's because they're old John F. Kennedy Democrats that think that that's still the same political party when it's not. But those aren't the Democrats that get elected to office. Those Democrats would not be allowed to run for elected office and win because they're really not Democrats. It's just, that's just how they still vote because they've been conditioned to do that. And so I was making the point that it's the Zoe Zephyrs in Missoula that are running the Democrat Party. And I said, you know, that I just, you know, because you never know what you're going to say on a show like this because we're unscripted and everything like that. I said, you know, John Tester, he's the, you know, he may not be as you know, all out crazy like, you know, like Zoe Zephyr. John Tester may not be chopping off his body parts, but like Zoe Zephyr, but he is just as radical as Zoe Zephyr. And then I had to correct myself. Well, because I was like, oh, wait, actually, John Tester did chop off some of his own body parts. But it was unintentional. So whereas Zoe actually literally chopped off body parts intentionally. So, but I had to fact check myself live on the air. Oh, no, wait, he had chopped off his own body
chopped,
parts.
No chops there.
meat grinder versus
no Vienna.
Grinder versus transgender operation.
Worm, no worm. What do we got going here?
But to be factual, I had to correct myself. We want to be accurate, fair, to the point. Technically, he did chop it off his own body parts, just like Zoe Zephyr. So I stand corrected by myself.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You need a president that is strong physically and mentally and cognitively strong, and we've not had that. And then it raises questions about all of these people that have known about this and that have lied to us. Every single person in the state-run media mob, every Democrat, you know, feigning shock over Joe Biden's cognitive state, are flat-out lying to you. They all claim to be truth-tellers and legitimate journalists. They have covered up and flat-out lied to the American people on not just Joe's cognitive state. had gone along with the economy is fine and inflation is transitory and that the border is secure.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
In an era of escalating social unrest, rising crime rates, safeguarding your family has never been more critical. Now introducing the Byrner, the less lethal pistol launcher. It's a non-lethal defense option. Now it's developed by common sense gun owners who value the power of choice. This device enables you to de-escalate dangerous situations effectively without the finality of lethal force. Byrner offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends and protecting the user, delivering formidable stopping power to deter any aggressor. The Byrner is ideal for those wary of traditional firearms. It provides an effective self-defense tool without deadly consequences. It's legal in all 50 states. No background check or permit required. It can be shipped directly to your door. It is an essential tool for responsible, non-lethal protection. Byrner, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You also get 10% off any purchase. Stay safe with Byrner, where smart defense meets innovation.
At LifeLock.com, terms apply.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, she goes by the name Tester Will Not Be Elected. Fun seeing her tweets on X.com. She's now on the phone lines calling in from Eastern Montana. Great to hear from you.
Well, good morning, Aaron and John, and hello, Montana, and of course, my deepest gratitude to our veterans. But, Aaron and John, you know it's time for Senator John Tester's rundown. I'm sure you and everyone knows John was a busy man this last week. He was at the 4th of July parade in Butte, and although he was riding on his tractor, it certainly wasn't sexy. And, you know, he still managed to, even though at the powwow he was at in Arlee, he has still managed to undermine our constitutional republic. We have established that John is paying for the invasion at our southern border, with our tax dollars, I might add. And he sits on that very powerful committee, which allows him to spend our tax dollars on the invasion at the southern border, the Appropriations Senate Committee. Now, the places in Montana affected the most is our reservations. So, you know, John's making an appearance at the powwow with Monica Turnell and Jesse Mullen, but, you know.
Not the best company.
Tester is the direct cause of their suffering. You know, he's paid for the invasion. He's on the Indian Senate Affairs Committee. And what kind of sick man and trusted leader pays for an invasion with our tax dollars, hurting the exact demographic in which he sits on that top position for?
Yeah.
That exact demographic.
That's exactly right. So Joe Biden has this disastrous debate performance. And thanks for the phone call. Joe Biden has this disastrous debate performance. John Tester goes into hiding for several days because he doesn't want to be asked any tough questions about his full, support for Joe Biden. And then what does he do? The moment he comes out of hiding, he runs to the reservations desperately seeking a bailout, hoping that they will rescue him from this tough position that he's in right now. John Tester has targeted the reservations with his open border policies. They're getting hit the hardest because of John Tester. Oh, but like Joe Biden and black voters, you take them for granted. You expect them to bail you out.
The very reservations that are being overrun by illegals and drugs and crime because of his and Biden's policy, so big that article that came out here a few months ago went viral and forces Merrick Garland, the AG, to come here on a little stealth mission to Montana to quiet everybody down and tell them it'll be okay. Yeah, run to them for help, sure.
All right, let's see. Let's go. We got only about a minute or so to go, but we will have the phone lines open coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well. In fact, John will stick around for the 9 o'clock hour. I've got a guest briefly in the opening segment talking about a town hall meeting in Malta tonight. Important information I got to share, but then the rest of the hour we'll have John sidekicking with us. Let's see, Sean and Libby, what do you want to close us out with this morning? this hour.
Yes, sir. Hello, Montana. 4 points, make them real quick. The first point is that I'd like to know what the governor is doing to kick the Chinese out of this state. And I firmly believe that anybody who's going to buy land in Montana or any place else, he ought to be a natural-born citizen. Point number two, there ought to be eminent domain, 100-year plan in terms of taxes so that people can put down a one-time $10,000 whatever down payment on their land. They own their land. They actually own it, except for the eminent domain area. So they need a 100-year plan on that. Point number three is that what really ticks me off is 62% of my taxes are going to the Department of Education. 39% of that is going to District 1. And I'd like to know what their pension is. I'm a retired military, 23-year service. I'm getting $230 a month for being in four different combat zones. Hmm.
Wow.
I think that's ridiculous.
All right. To the callers we didn't get to, call back in the 9 o'clock hour later on.